Oh God, you are so good, you are so good. Shiri Baramata Karabu Tukuba Shidid. Karabata Karaba Shidid Karabu Kuba Shidid. Amadid Karabu Sedid. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. Shiri Barakarabu Tukuba Shidid. Oh God, you're so good. God, you're so good, 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 God, it's so good, it's so good. Me, Shiri Barakabu Kubashi, Rabuna. Kwesi karabashi dedede karabu tukubaga rabuna kwesi yambada de karabu tukubashi dedede karabata kabakasi kwesi kwesi leana shiri barakabu sana dedede ayambu tukurabata shiri dedede karabu sana dedede karabata kashi Yamba de 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 God, you're so good to me. Shiri barakabu sandiri diri karabatasi. Father God, I give you thanks. Shiri karabatakasu diri 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 bashi. God, abatakarabatisi diri karabutuku bashi diri diri karabatakabu kubashi diri diri. Rebate karabu takaba shidi de 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 karabu tukuba shidi de 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 karabu tukuba sedana. Rebate de 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 karabu tukuba shidi de 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 karaba sedi de 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 ba. I am changed, oh God. I am changed by your presence, oh God. I am covered by your grace. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace never leaves me, oh God. You're so good. And in everything I do, my God, you are good. In everything I say, you are good, 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 good. You've covered me from sin. You've washed over my life, oh my God. You're so good. You make everything beautiful, oh God. All things are light for our favor, oh God. You have done a good thing for us, oh God. You have done a mighty thing. And our lives will sing. You are good, oh my karabo sherere bayarabo sarere. You're so good, you're so good, you're so good. You're so good. God. You're so good. You're so good to me. Konabata kashana na 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 kabuko basa na 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 na. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Arabata kiri budo kubasha na 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 kiri batakas. All things work together for our good. Yiri bata karabuta karabuta kashini de karabutu kuba shini de karabutu kuba. You make everything beautiful for our good, oh God. Shiri ba karabutu kuba. You make everything beautiful, beautiful for us. Shiri bara wata karabutu. You make everything beautiful, beautiful for us. Ribata kabaka shidi di di di. More of you and less of me. Karabata shada da karabutu kubasha da 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 karabutu kubasha da 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 da. Yarabata sin di 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 karabata kashi di 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 karabutu kubasha da da da. Ayarabata si di 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 di. Karabu to sitiribaya, Ambadara Kasharabu sitiribaya, Karabu Kubasa de, Ambashi de boya, Karabu Sandara, Bashi de, Avocaserica, Yarabu, Sedere, Bosharara, Ayava Sedere, Baya Karabu, Shetere, Boshakatara, Bosiri. Amarabo shiririririri karabo durura taka shiririri posharatata marabo sereye korabo shiririba ya karabo kova yaraba shiririri boka serereririri bosharara kabasa moro kova seri karabo sharara boko seririri yamba kara serereriri bashara karabo kova serereriri baya kashi. Oh Jesus, you are God. You break a rabatakashi de de karabu tukubasa de de de. You make a way rabatakasha da da karabu tukubasha de 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 karabatakasi. You've done mighty things. You've done mighty things. Shiri bara karabatakarabu tukubasha da da da. Amba de 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 karabu tukubasha de de karabu tukubasha de de karabatakarabatakashi de de de. Amba de 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 karabu tukubasha de 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 karabatakasi de 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 karabu tukubasha de 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 de. Amba More of you, oh, oh, and less Makaraba da 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 bukuba shede de 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 karabu tukuba shede da karabataka. You make everything work together, everything work together, oh God, everything work together. For my good, for my good, for my good, for my good. Oh, 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 shiri barakaba sada de 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 kiribataka shede de. You make everything work together for good. Shiriba karabu kubasa da 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 da. Yiriba saraba shiride karabu sande. Ayararara tarabu serarara baya sharaga busete. Ayararara bataka sarara bukuraba shiririre busandade. Bokora bashara kataka boko serere bashara rara bose. More of you, ooh, and less. Shiririri korabata sadadidi karabu kubasa dadadadad. Amba shiridi karabata kashiridi karabata kabose dididi karabu tutu. Amba didi kerebata kashiridi karabu tukubasa dadadadad. Amba dididi baya karabu tukubasa dididi karabu dadadadad. Karabu tukurabata shiridi. Amba dididi karabata kabose dididi. Asa dididi boshe dididi basa. Makariba sidididididi karabu tukoba sidididididi bataka sidididididi karabu. Makaraba taka sidididi karaba taka sidididididi karabu tukoba sidididida. Marada da karabu sidididi karaba taka sidididididi karabu tukoba sidida. Mi karabu tukoba sidididi karata tata sidida. Mi karaba shikidi kidi karaba. You make all things work together. All things work together for our good. You make everything work together. Everything work together, oh God. Everything work together for our good. You've given us everything. Everything for our good. You've given us everything. Everything for our good. You have filled the whole universe. You've covered it, oh God. You have filled it. You reconciled it back to you. You have reconciled all things to you. Makarabu tukoba shidi de karabu takarabu tukoda karabu takarabu de karabu arabu takarabu tukoba shidi de karabu tukoba kashigana de makarabu tukoba shidi de karabu tukoba shidi de karabu taka amba de karabu tukoba shidi de karabu tukoba shidi de karabu tukoba marada de karabu takarabu takarabu tukoda de karabu tukoba shidi de karabu tukoba shidi arabu takarabu de karabu tukoba kashidi de karabu amba de karabu taka shidi de Makaraba Takashi, the Karabu Tokobash, the Karatata, Arakata Karabu Takarabu Tokobash, the Karabu, Ambate, the Karabu Tokobash, the Akava against forces of the enemy, Ribatakashi, the Karaba, all hindrances, the Karabu Tokobash, the Karabatada, Marakarabu Takarabu Takarabu Takarabu, the Ribatata, take this love your way, oh God, Shidibidiba. More of you, and less of me. Shiri baraba taka shiri karabu to do makaraba shiri de. Mara de karabu to go bash de karabu to go bash de reba taka shiri de karabu to go bash de araba taka shiri de rabu shiri de. Your voice will go shiri de kiri koraba taka baka shiri de. We are grateful, oh God. Indeed, take the glory, take the honor, take the adoration, oh God. You're faithful, oh God. You are holy. You're worthy to be praised and adored. You're worthy to be exalted, precious Savior and Lord. May your name be magnified. May your name be glorified. May your name be lifted up on high, oh God. We lift up your name in all the earth, in all the heavens, in all the earth. Blessed be your name. We thank you and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Come to you through this channel. I know that it's not a mistake that you're here. God sent you. And I know that those that have been following, you've been blessed by this word. You've been blessed by the word of God. And indeed, God's word comes forth to teach us, to rebuke us, to correct us, to train us in righteousness, that we might be fully equipped and mature, not lacking anything, and such that we are able to face whatever challenges, whatever storms come our way. And I know that is the main purpose of the word of God. And just this morning, as we're settling on the word of God, as we continue to listen and as we continue to think about what God is saying, I want us to just read the word. And today we'll continue looking at Romans chapter 8. And we've been doing a study and we've been going through the scriptures and we've been seeing what God is doing. And yesterday we were able to look at the work of the Spirit in intercession, the work of the Holy Spirit in intercession, knowing searching the heart of God, searching the mind of God, bringing from what is of God, and bringing us to know and to know what is in the will of God, and so that we are able to pray in direction and in the leading of the will of God. And we've also been able to see how the Spirit helps our infirmities, and help is available for the believer. Whether you know it or you don't know it, the Holy Spirit is available. He is your intercessor. He is your friend. He is your guide. He is your advocate. He is your defense. He is a seal that guarantees our inheritance of the saints. And we as saints, we have an inheritance. And today, just looking at Romans chapter 8 from verse 28, it says that, and that word there is eido. It's not just even knowing, it's about seeing. And it's like to perceive with the eyes, to see, perceive by the senses. This is the knowing that comes from what we speak of, like how do you have that knowledge that is not just insight, it is what you can see. Is that seeing by, it's the sight that comes by faith. And just so that you just have that perspective, when Paul says that, and we know, that means we see, we have perceived, we have received, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. And I just want us to sit on that line before we look at foreknowledge, and that's in 29. You know, Paul is like, you know what? There's an assurance that we have. We have a confidence. We have a truth. We have touched that reality. We have experienced the reality, the spiritual reality, that God is at work. And that God has filled the whole universe. The Bible tells us that when Jesus ascended, he ascended and filled the whole universe. And he conquered and he reconciled all things back to God. You can imagine the creation that was desolate, the heavens that were destroyed. You know that everything about man, God bring reconciliation of all things. The Bible tells us that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The world, you see, when we use the word reconciliation, we are speaking that initially you were friends, initially there was harmony, but then that harmony was destroyed. And that harmony existed when God made Adam, and you see that harmony, he put him in the garden and he will visit him in the cool of the day with the voice of the Lord was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That shows us that it was a time of intimacy, that God had a portion to interact with man. Man had the capacity, or man was created with the capacity to interact both with the physical and the supernatural dimension. And that is why he was able to perceive and hear the voice of God. And you see, when they speak of Eden, I mean, Eden, most of the time people ask, where is Eden? And ideally, it is such a hard word to define, because it speaks like it's a spot on the earth where the presence of God is. And Eden ideally was a portal that God had created on the earth, where there was a free flow of interaction between the natural man and the heavenlies, and God would easily come and interact with man. And so ideally, in our times, you will think of that as the temple of God, as the Holy Spirit, or rather as an altar. But you know, in our understanding of faith, we have moved away from the physical altar to we ourselves being the body, being the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the ascension and the descending of angels happens from within us, because God is now dwelling in us. He's dwelling in our hearts. We are his temple. God's Spirit dwells in us. And many times people are trying to look for God, yet the Bible tells us that he has put eternity in the hearts of men.
that though they might try to think he's to find him, yet he is not so far away from them. In that God has made it in a way that we carry him, we are his temple, and he has chosen, even though he dwells and he fills the whole universe, he has chosen to dwell in us by his Spirit. And Jesus told his disciples in John 14 that I am going to ask the Father to send forth another advocate, another helper, another comforter, who is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot see him because they neither know him nor see him. But when he comes, he will bring the Father and myself, and we will come and make our dwelling with you. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit dwell inside us. And this is the mystery of koinonia, the mystery of the fellowship, the mystery of Christ in us, the hope of glory. This is the mystery that was hidden from times of age to come, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. You see, when it says now God's dwelling is with men, that means that God has chosen to dwell inside of us, the believer. Whether you know it or you don't know it, that is the reality. And the sad thing is that many Christians, many believers are in ignorance of the indwelling presence of God inside them. They have no idea that God is not as far as they think, but God is inside them. And all they need to do is acknowledge him, believe him, speak to him, talk to him, hear his voice, hear his guidance. He speaks to us, spirit to spirit, father to child, because God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, in as much as we know that God lives inside of us, then that truth, that revelation motivates us to live a holy life. And that is why you cannot take your body and unite it to a prostitute. Why? Because you will be taking the body, which is a temple of God, and uniting it with a prostitute. And the Bible says the two shall become one flesh. So that means you're joining Christ to the devil and to demons. And that's why there can be no union between darkness and light. So if indeed the Spirit of God lives in us and we have the true understanding, the true revelation of what happens to us in sanctification, in salvation, then we know that the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, his work is to sanctify us. His work is to guide us into all truth. His word is to teach us the things that Jesus felt were too heavy for us to bear. In fact, he felt that it was too heavy for his disciples to understand and to bear. And he purposed that he would rather let them be. He'd rather let them be and allow when the Spirit of truth comes, to teach them and to guide them into all this truth. So what is this that all things... So remember, knowledge... The knowledge that we are seeing and we know is the seeing, is the perception. And this is similar to what Jesus told Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot have perception of the kingdom of God. He cannot have revelation. He cannot have insight of the things that deal and that are concerned with the kingdom of God. And why must we have perception? Why must we have understanding? Why must we have truth and revelation? It is because God has freely given us his Spirit. And by his Spirit, he's able to tell us and reveal to us what things God has given us freely. So there's a message of wisdom that we speak among the mature. There's a message of wisdom that we speak among those who are coming to truth, among those who are coming to understanding, that they should know that all things are theirs. And this you can read in, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, where is it, chapter 2 or chapter 3? Maybe we can just quickly jump into it. in 1 Corinthians, let me just open it so that we can have that revelation, and then we'll come back to Romans, where we see why all things work together for our good. You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you read the entire chapter, and maybe we can just start from verse 21, it says that, therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. I don't know if that can sink in. All things are yours. God has given us all things. God has ensured that we have all things. God has given us revelation. God has given us understanding. God has given us truth. God has given us direction. God has given us peace. God has given us hope. God has given us the world. God has created everything for man. And God has not denied us any single thing. Why? Because all things are ours. And this is what God tells. This is what God tells us in this word, that God gives us this revelation that, therefore, let no man glory in men. Why? Because the church in Corinth, they were busy thinking about what they have, what they don't have. They were busy thinking about, you know, Paul. They were trying to say, I follow Paul, others I follow Apollos, others I follow Cephas. But he was telling them, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, that is Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. Everything belongs to us. Everything, and this is beyond our jobs, this is beyond our money, this is beyond resources, this is beyond ministries. This is an understanding that the Christian, that the believer, that the supernatural man, that the new creation is created to manage and oversee all things on the earth. Because the Bible tells us that all things are ours. And that is why when you go back to Romans chapter 8 from verse again 28, it says, and now we know, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love you, of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So God has purposed, God has created, God has ensured that all things in this life, be it men, be it the world, be it life, be it death, be it things present, be it things to come, that all these things work together for our good. And you see, many times we comfort ourselves in these statements when things are going bad. But can you imagine that even before they go bad, even while they are good, even while we don't understand what is happening, God has already declared in his word that all things are ours. So we are the owners of all things. And that's why he says that, I have seen a mystery under the sun, that slaves are riding on horsebacks while the princes are walking on foot. Why? Because those who are princes, those who are sons of God, have no understanding of the things that God has freely given, of the things that God has given to his sons to dominate, to rule, to have control, to have mastery, to have all wisdom, to have all anointing, to have all revelation, to have all power, in that all these things, be it healing, be it grace, be it anointing, all these things are ours. And all these things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And that is why he says, if you read further, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. You know, God did foreknow us. And this word foreknowledge there is actually preordination, that God foreordained us. He told Jeremiah that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And you see, God's desire was a kingdom, to form a kingdom of prophets. And we, in the last days, he said, your young men shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams. So everyone who receives the Spirit of God and who is baptized and who receives the truth of the gospel and the Spirit of God comes to dwell in them, receives the Spirit of Christ. And the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of prophecy. So we receive the prophecy. So you can imagine, so if Jeremiah was known before, likewise we in Christ were preordained for those he foreknew. God knew about you. And that is why you cannot fall. And that is why no matter what you have gone through, God was there. No matter the times where you are unwell, the matter the times when you're almost shot, the no matter the times when you're almost on your deathbed, no matter the challenges that you have gone through, you must have the clearest assurance that God foreknew you. He foreordained you to be conformed. He not only foreordained you, he also predestinated you. You know, destiny is about a desired end. It's a predetermined end, in that God has purposed that anyone who comes to the belief and knowledge in Christ has the potential and has a destiny assured, that they are of Christ and they are in Christ and all things are theirs. And God has purposed that we are conformed to the image of his son. Now, I want you to understand one thing. When we speak of the image of the son there, this is a mystery here. Remember, Jesus Christ, the son, is the express image of the father. And this you read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. So that God was pleased that all his fullness dwell in bodily form and to be expressed in Christ. So every idea of God was fully revealed and manifested in Christ. And so God ordained it, that after Jesus was resurrected and he was confirmed the Christ by the power of God, he was declared the Christ by the power of God, the Messiah, the risen. Remember, Christ is the office. Christ is the resurrected Lord. Jesus is who he was when he was on the earth, but he is not the same he is now, because he is Christ the Lord. He is in a resurrected body and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is restored already to the former glory that he had. Remember, when he was on earth, he cried out and said, Father, restore me to the glory that I had with you before I humbled myself. And he did that. And so God predestined us, he foreknew us, and he conformed us to be to the image of his son. Now remember, the image of the son. So God expressed his image in Christ, in Jesus Christ. And so in Christ, now we ourselves are being conformed into the image of Christ. So basically, God is conforming us to be more like him, to be more in the image of God, because as we reflect his glory, we are being transformed with an ever-increasing glory into his image, into the very image. So in reality, in our physical sense, we are hidden in flesh, but in our spirit, the closer we get to God, the closer we experience him, the closer we get to know him, the greater are we being conformed in our inner man to the image and likeness of God. Because Jesus Christ was made the firstborn among many brothers. And we are made like him. We are made after his image. And we are brethren after his kind. That's why we are not just natural beings. Yes, in what you see is the natural being, but in the spirit, we are new creations. Is a new order that God has made, a new creation that is made and conformed in the image of the Christ, in the image of the Son of God. And that is why Paul says, when you read the word, he says that I knew a man who 14 years ago was translated into the third heavens, and he saw things that it is not permitted for man to utter. Now, he's not speaking of another man. He's speaking of himself. But he has gotten to the point where, as he says, that we from now on, we no longer regard any man after the flesh. Why? Because he recognizes that even him, when he preaches, he realizes that it is no longer him that lives, but Christ that lives in him. And so that is where he recognizes that the spirit of Christ, his inner man, is already conformed into a new creation. And this new creation is the one that was able to ascend into heaven and see things that it was not even permissible for a man to utter. And that is why he came from there with dimensions, with understanding, with wisdom, with revelation. And that's why he has mysteries that he finds so hard to express. But in a few words, he's able to give us doctrine. We used to regard, and that's why Peter says, we used to regard men after the flesh. I used to know Jesus as I used to know him after the flesh, but from now onwards, I no longer regard him after the flesh, because I was there on that mountain. I was there when he was transfigured before our very eyes, and I saw the brightness of his glory. And I assure you, that brightness of the glory of Christ is the very image that we are being translated and being conformed into. We are being made in the image of the Christ. And that is why the greatest anointing, the greatest spirit, the greatest inheritance that we must conform after is not even just Elijah. It's not the mantle of Moses, but it is the mantle of the Christ. And that mantle and that anointing and that spirit is freely, freely given to us when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, if you are a traffic policeman and you don't know your authority, then the enemy will box you. Then you will not be able to stop cars. But any traffic policeman that knows how he is clothed, knows the authority by which he is given, then he can say no to the enemy. That's why the Bible says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. There's a mystery that the believer has, that if they knew who they are in God, who God has made them as a new creation, that they know that in the spirit they have direct access to heaven. In fact, they are seated at the right hand of the Father. And that's why 1 John tells us, chapter 5, that just as he is, so are we in this present world. Just as Christ is in the heavens, just as Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father in his resurrected glory, so are we in this present world. God wants us to know, to have revelation, to have insight, to have truth, to come to the realization that we are much bigger than we'll ever think we were. We are much more glorious than we'll ever be, I imagine, because we are just hidden by flesh. In us, there's a greatness there is a glory that is yet to be revealed. And that's why the Bible says creation is in eager expectation for the manifestation, for the revelation of the sons of God. For those God foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30. Moreover, those he predestinated, he also called. Do you know? Because God foreordained you, he knew you before that. Then what did he do? He predestinated you. He gave you a destiny in Christ. And that destiny is to be conformed to the image of his Son. And then after he predestined you to be conformed to the image of his Son, what does he do? He calls you. My God, we are called to salvation. We are called to the truth. We are called to be his children. And then after he calls us, what does he do? He justifies us. What is justification? Justification is being declared righteous. Justification is being declared not guilty. It doesn't matter what the enemy brings your way, what things you have done in the past. The moment you are in Christ, you are declared not guilty. You are declared holy. You are declared righteous. And after he declares you holy, he declares you righteous in God's eyes. You know, in our eyes, we will see all the infirmities, but this mystery goes beyond our own eyes. It goes beyond our own understanding. It goes beyond our own thinking. That it goes even beyond our own hearts. That's why the Bible says, even if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts. And I assure you, God did this for his own good pleasure. Can you believe that God loved you so much that he foreknew you? He sent his Son to die for you. While we were yet sinners, God sent his Son to die for us. And we are righteous, we are made holy, we are justified, and on top of justification, we are glorified. There is a glory being revealed in us. There is a glory in us. More than eyes can see, more than words can imagine. And I know that God's glory is available. I want you to take a moment to reflect on what I've said. Believe it. It is the word of God. It is truth. It may sound heavy, but it is the truth. May God bless his word. Father God, I thank you for your truth. I pray that it shall settle and shall be revealed even more for my listeners. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Please follow this channel, like this channel, share, comment, subscribe. When you do that, it helps the word get out to others, that many, many believers, millions of believers should come to this truth and find a Bible-believing church. And follow, and by the grace of God, we meet again tomorrow to listen and to understand God's truth. This is Spirit and Life. God bless you. Shalom.